All right, here, you're recording? All right, here, Keith Chunsell from Kennesaw State Volleyball. Man, intense matchup. You're down 2 sets to 1, made that late comeback, won set 4 and dominated set 5. Middle of set 4 looked like it was kind of a, it may have gone the other way for you. What did you just kind of express to the team to try to make that comeback in 4 sets?
Yeah, a lot of things happened. The first thing that happened was we changed our libero in set 4, and Kat Morton made some huge, huge plays that changed the tide of the match. She made a couple big digs late that right in the middle of that set that really changed the momentum. Second thing that happened was the serve pass battle evened out. We were getting blown off the court. They were serving it tough. We weren't passing anything remotely close to our setter. As soon as that serve pass battle changed and the match changed, I'm just so proud of our guys for battling and keeping just going at it when we weren't playing well at times in the first 3 sets.
Yeah, Kat was not the libero the first few sets, as you said. What goes into making a change, like a major change like that, in the middle of a match? Do you do that quite often, or is it just a feeling that you had during the contest?
Well, what goes into her change is that she's struggling with some shin issues, so we're trying to limit her minutes to a certain standpoint. But we felt like we needed a change, need a little different presence at that position, and we did it, and this time it worked out. It doesn't always work out like that.
As I was informed of, this is your first, I guess, true road contest. The team was down. Their first few sets had some down moments, and you didn't call a timeout. Was that intentional? Were you just really trying to test their mettle and see how they can handle the situation?
That was very intentional. I knew tonight the atmosphere would be like this, and there'd be some pretty rowdy people in the stands, and I knew it would be a little slap in the face for our guys. I didn't know how the result would go, but I wanted them to feel that, and I wanted them to have to work through that. And when sets 2 and 3 kind of got away from us there, I wanted our guys just to go through it without me trying to call timeout and slow them down. I wanted them to work through some things on the court. And that's just kind of how it worked out tonight.
He did the reverse of the 5th set. The team was doing so well, got out to that quick lead. You didn't call a timeout. What did you see in that 5th set that you knew the team would have a good chance to come out with the win?
I think our eyes looked a lot different. It went from being reactive to the match and being doing some questioning that we did early. In the 5th set, I think looking at our guys, they felt like they were going to win the match and they were going to make some plays, and we did. And that's something our young team has to learn. You know, they have to learn how to act when it gets late in sets, how to go about their business when the match gets tight. And it needs to be super aggressive, and it needs to be with a certain focus and mentality. And I was just proud of them for getting to that point late in the match tonight.
Individually, Anaya Boyer had another strong match, double digits in kills and digs and even a few blocks. Just discuss the evolution of her game from coming in as a freshman about a year and a few months ago to now becoming a really premier player for you.
Yeah, she worked her absolute tail off this spring and summer. She learned a lot. She's really worked on improving all facets of her game. You know, when she came in, her head was spinning a little bit with the speed of the game. And now she digs very well. She passes very well. She's maybe our best pin blocker, certainly one of our best blockers. She's got a great serve. She's made herself into an all-around player. Recruiting her, we knew that would happen eventually. We didn't know how long it would take to happen. She's a huge key to this team. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, with her not on the court, we get a lot different. So I'm really proud of her, for how she's been playing so far this year.
Lastly, you have a tournament in Midwest Valparaiso, another road tournament. What are you just going to work on the next few days besides getting rest and preparing for this next few games?
Yeah, a lot of rest. Obviously, you know, you can always work on serving and passing. That's the two cogs of volleyball that you can't play well without. So we'll get a lot of passing in tomorrow. And we'll just get ready to go compete. You know, there's not a whole lot we're going to be able to do between now and Friday when we play, because we're traveling all day on Thursday. And Valpo's good. I used to work there, and she does a great job. So we'll have to be ready. Loyola Chicago's getting really good. And Elon beat us at home last year in our home opener. So it's going to be a good tournament. I'm excited to travel and go see a cool city, and it'll be fun. I like this group a lot. I really like our team.
Yeah, and actually undefeated so far this year, too. Does that affect you in any way, or do you just kind of go practice by practice, match by match? Do you look at the overall, you know, record?
Sure, you look at it. I'm a really live-in-the-moment type guy, and I'm really trying to keep our team there. I'm a one-play-at-a-time type person, a one practice session at a time, and we're just trying to keep our team in that mindset. So far, they've done a great job. Obviously, you know that the record is what it is, but we got a long way to go. The season's a long grind, and if you get too caught up in it, before you know it, you drop two or three, and all you're doing is looking at the numbers. We just got to keep improving. We got to stay moment to moment, and we'll be fine.